When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
I don't know if the music stopped or not. I don't know. I clicked a button and it was going out of one speaker and then not the other speaker. I have no idea what's that. I don't know what happened.
Drunk.
Who knows? I have my little earphones in, but the music was coming out of another speaker that was like Bluetooth across the room. So I tried to fix it on the fly. I don't know how that happened. And then it just stopped in my ear.
It literally sounded like a skip, which you don't hear anymore because that's very old school to hear it skip like a record. Mm-hmm. It sounded like it skipped and then it was kind of wonky. Ooh. And I was like, it sounded drunk. Mm. But that's, you know what? That's a great setup for today's show.
Yeah. It was just listening to us prepare for the podcast. And it's like, I need a drink.
It's like, I'm already drunk. So before we get into it, we're going to thank first and foremost, Centris Federal Credit Union. They have some great ideas to help you grow your savings with a certificate. So when you open a certificate with Centris Federal Credit Union, you kind of put your money to work to make a guaranteed return on the investment. That's a nice phrase, guaranteed return. So with that flexible, they have the flexibility with the terms, the different certificate types. More than likely, they can find the certificate that makes the most sense for you and whatever goal you're trying to reach, whether it's short-term, long-term, but you know that at the end of the term, this is how much money you're going to have. That's kind of cool. So check their website out, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
So I don't know if we want to play spin the wheel or what we want to do, but here's the lineup. And then you can tell me,
okay.
I'll let you pick. You can choose the end of the story. Okay.
Ooh,
so right. We've got, here's who's in the lineup today, because for some reason, this is like dry Wednesday. The Golden Bachelor, little gossip.
Okay.
Billy Joel special. We have continued a little reply from CBS about why they cut him off the other night live at Madison Square. Meghan Markle unveiled her American Riviera orchard yesterday. Oh. And Travis Kelce is going to host a new game show for Amazon Prime.
Why don't we go Kelce?
You want to hear that first?
Meghan. Kelce, Meghan, Billy Joel. And what was the other one?
Golden Bachelor.
And Golden Bachelor.
You want to end it with Golden Bachelor.
No, let's get that in. Let's go. Let's start with the Golden Bachelor, then work our way through with Billy Joel being last. Okay. So we can cut off the segment a minute and a half early.
Yes. All right. So the Golden Bachelor, as we've heard, is getting divorced. And they just got married, last November? Is that right?
Yeah, it was November, end of November.
So one of the other contestants, April Kirkwood, says that she tried to warn Teresa about the Golden Bachelor. Okay. So apparently, the internet is now talking. She posted something about, I wish you the very best. I truly tried to tell you, but this was your lesson to experience. Much love. And apparently apparently April is a holistic therapist.
Ah, okay.
So don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened is what Teresa posted after she announced her divorce. That's kind of a Dr. Seuss thing, right?
I don't know. Probably.
Don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. It is a Dr. Seuss thing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, or is it Willy Wonka?
Or maybe, I don't know.
I don't remember.
But anyway, apparently she says some things don't go the way you plan, and that's okay. Reassuring her, just basically said, just stay open to all the experiences and opportunities that come with this. And it's like she's not being very specific about why she was pointing out her warnings. One of the posts said, I would like to publicly apologize for my error in judgment. This is April. I sincerely meant no ill will. I wish all women only peace and power to be their best selves. This was not the one for me. Much love, gratitude, and understanding. Always, April.
Okay.
So apparently she saw something. I don't know. There were wrinkles in the fabric she saw that nobody else saw, I guess, or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I just, it's like people go into those shows and then we're wrapping up Married at First Sight. And like all these clowns are, none of them are together. They're all like working, trying to work the narrative behind the scenes to look better on TV. And they all were shocked. They couldn't believe that they weren't ready to get married. It's like, oh my gosh, it's called Married at First Sight. What did you think the end result was going to be? This is the Bachelor, you know, going in, you don't have to get married on The Bachelor or whatever, but that's kind of what they think is going to happen. So why are you so shocked about relationship dynamics and it being a disaster and all, it being stressful filming? Like, come on.
Do you remember? And I can't remember what, of course I can't remember. I know it was The Bachelorette and one of the contestants was a singer and he was totally playing the game.
Wes Hayden.
Wes.
Remember? Yes. He was in studio. So funny story about him. He was in studio. And that's when we met him and Natalie Getz. And there was another person that was with them. And they were in town for some event. And Wes apparently like did totally play the system. And he had number one song in like Chihuahua, Mexico, whatever at the time.
Yes.
And so afterwards, we had brought Natalie Getz back in for Omaha Fashion Week. Remember that, her and her boyfriend, so she could host it or whatever. And she was saying that Wes like owes everybody that's in that little group a lot of money because he was this big promoter and had like got for that trip like owed money to them and never paid them, and just a swindler.
He wasn't wrong, I mean, in what he did, because he saw an opportunity. He just didn't nail the landing.
He was the first one that really played it and like openly played the system. And then, because remember, it was, God, why do I know so much about this stuff? In the limo, his famous line was like, I'm going to go down as the guy who went furthest in The Bachelorette with a girlfriend.
And then he was completely hooked up.
Uh-huh. He was like almost like engaged, I think.
And am I right? She knew exactly what he was doing.
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember because I don't.
Or did she? Because you know, everything is filmed in advance. So he went there, totally lied to the producers.
Yep.
About everything, and his whole reason for being there was to be a famous singer
to promote his music.
That's all it was. Yep. And he, well, look, we still remember his name.
Yep. Well, I would. You can lump yourself in with that if you want, but I'll take the bullet if you want me to. I remembered his name.
You remembered his name. I did. Once you said it, I remembered it, but I remember Sanjaya's name more. So, you know, whatever, Wes. Sorry. Mm-hmm. what was that? I can't remember his first name. William Hung. I would have remembered William Hung's name before Wes's. So, sorry, Wes. Yeah. But Pat's got you.
I got your back, Wes.
So anyway, you're right. I mean, that whole, it's just a far, it's to the point where now everybody is fully aware of what the game is on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, that it's not a shock anymore. Honestly, that Chris Hansen, right, can still pull a Predator show.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Exactly. Right.
He's an American meme. I mean, It's like part of the culture. It's part of the vernacular. It's have a seat. It's part of the vernacular. Right.
And like these idiots around the country still think that I'm really talking to a 14-year-old girl. This is amazing.
They haven't seen all of the groups that are all the targeting that's done, right? But for some reason, they're just totally unaware that this happens. But then by the same token, you have people going on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, either shocked it didn't work out and they were truly looking for love, or people are pissed that somebody went on and pulled a Wes Hayden.
Yeah. Shocked. Can't believe it. The nerve.
All right. Speaking of shocked, Travis Kelce. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is the name of the show. Didn't we do this before? Smarter Than a Third Grader or something?
Smarter Than a Third Grader, yeah.
It's the same thing. It's primary school trivia with some famous guests, basically.
I love the concept.
Fifth grader. That was in 2007.
Fifth grader. But I hate that show. Was hard. It was. It was like, to be honest, it was hard.
So he, is apparently going to be hosting the show. Apparently loved game shows when he, you know, that's the official statement that's coming out about, I don't know, whatever. Well, he's got
I
a good
had a feeling this was going to happen. He gets a taste of being, he's obviously famous, but being able to do this stuff without having to get beat up all over the football field, and he can find another way to make tons of money. I bet if him and T-Swiss stay together, he's probably 3 years away from retiring football. He could do other things. Why put your body through that if you can make hundreds of millions doing something else?
He already said that when the coach retires, he's out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. That's, I think, yeah, because he doesn't want to work under anybody else. So yeah, he won't play football for any other coach. So that's okay. And I can't see him staying for 3 more years.
Yeah, so then he'll be out.
Right? So mm-hmm. Totally get it. So anyway, be watching. It's apparently, let's see here, 20 episodes have been ordered up by Amazon. So adult contestants, not even competing against stars. They'll have some fun, famous people popping in, I guess, but basically just a regular old game show. And oh, by the way, he does have his sports podcast called New Heights
with his brother. Yeah.
So good. If you get a chance, you know, what's so funny?
It's funny.
I've watched and heard that podcast several times. Had no idea what it was called.
Oh, really?
No, I would have. No idea.
It's kind of a weird name for what they, I've only listened to a couple episodes, but like, why wouldn't you call it the Kelsey Brothers or something? New Heights.
Exactly. Why would you not cash in on the name?
Unless it's something New Heights fans of the brothers know what New Heights means. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a little too deep for me then. And that's scary when I think that Travis Kelsey got deep. Well,
the podcast that the episode that I listened to wasn't deep at all. So I don't think it means New Heights with that kind of. Must be something else.
Hey, before we go on, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, have you been to Lauritsen Gardens lately? I remember the first time I went there. Have you been there before, Pat?
A long time ago, yeah.
I mean, blows your mind. If you haven't been there before, it is amazing. But they have something going on right now for the kids, and it's called the Brick Live Brickosaurs, which is like Jurassic level, right? But for Omaha's Lauritsen Gardens. And they use these bricks. Oh, what, like 1.5 million bricks to make about 30 different dinosaur sculptures that are all around.
They're big. And it's not like little, not like little tiny tabletop things. There are some. Yeah. These are huge.
Huge. So you got the big old T-Rex, you got the Stegosaurus, the Triceratops. Like there's 30 different sculptures that are there. And it's going on now through the 12th of May. And just a little hint for you. Once you go to Lauritsen Gardens, if you've never been there, you're going to want to go back. And the membership is really inexpensive for all that you get. So you might look into just being a member, because membership, you can go to this for free.
Right.
But you can get tickets too, and they're really reasonable as well.
LauritsenGardens.com. Sorry. LauritsenGardens.org/tickets. Go. But before you get to the tickets page, look at the pictures.
Yes.
On the front page, and you'll get an idea of what the size and scope and how cool this really is. And the fact that we've all been shut up inside for so long, and it's beautiful spring weather, and getting out to a place like Lauritsen Gardens just in general is
right.
A great idea for the family.
And as they said, I didn't write this, but I'm going to say it. It's a dynamite exhibit. Great. I mean,
how can you not say that when you're talking about dinosaurs?
It's a dynamite exhibit. So don't miss it. And speaking of New Heights, dun, 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 American Riviera Orchard with Ms. Markle is out. So she's unveiled the first product, and it is a strawberry jam that she sent to influencers and friends. So a lot of people posting on social media. There are a couple of, a fashion designer, and then an Argentinian socialite. You may see her in pictures with Markle. Her name is Delfina. Husband is Harry's best friend, and they play polo together. So there are a lot of pictures right now that are floating around of Meghan. First off, there's a picture of her walking arm in arm with Delfina, and Delfina's tall, really tall, towers over Markle. And little Meghan looks like she's upset. So she's kind of being pulled in by Delfina, kind of giving her a hug while they're walking down some path in, you know, island clothes or whatever, you know what I mean? Very flowy garments and all that stuff. But there's a lot of pictures of her, Markle, with her husband, Harry's best friend. And every picture, this is what's funny, is it's got a lot of the Markle watchers. got their ire up because she's so touchy feely. Americans are like that. Americans just invade space. That's how Americans are. Americans. You know, and every picture, so she's got her hand on his shoulder. She's touching his back. She's touching his arm. It's like every picture that they've posted. So I'm sure obviously curated so that that's all you're seeing. Although I do believe that Megan is probably somebody who invades your space. I think she's a close talker.
I think she's a person that invades his space to make sure he doesn't get out of line.
That's probably true too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aries in particular. But yeah, so they're trying to stir up some controversy that Megan's got her eye on him. That was one of the kind of like the storylines. Like I think Delfina would beat her up. So I'm just going to say. I mean,
if Delfina would take what she wants.
Yeah, I think Delfina can take her in a heartbeat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you see the product line when it's out there, it has the I don't know, the logo, which is the one that she created that she put out. And we saw that was, yes, her wicked penmanship. And there was something about, I'm trying to think, everything is hand. Like the ones that she gave out, there were 50 jars in the initial launch. And so they're marked like 17 of 50, you know, 18 of 50, 2 of 50. So they're marked jars in handwriting. So they know the 50. So you've got, you know, this is a limited edition, limited run of this product. And also some people, though, are suspecting that the reason why that was done is she knows exactly who got which jar of what. And so if that jar all of a sudden shows up somewhere else that it's not supposed to, she's going to know who either sold it.
Yeah, for sure. That's what she did. 100%. And also none of those jars will get opened and sampled because I would save it because it'd be worth a lot of money someday.
You think it could be, but yeah, right now I have a feeling that they're probably right that she's trying to track it to make sure that her friends and influencers don't decide to try to cash in on the label and sell it. So
for sure.
She'd be so lucky. She should be so lucky.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't need $35 on eBay?
And then the last one, let's talk about the Billy Joel special. You saw this one.
Yeah. We saw when it happened, we tuned in like, I don't know, the last half hour of the show. It was awesome. And of course it's Billy Joel. And then right in the middle of a Piano Man, the song, everybody's going crazy. Beth singing where it's great. And all of a sudden slams right into the Channel 3 local news with about a minute and a half left to go of the song. And we're like, wait, what was that?
And it was what Eastern and Central time zones or Central?
Eastern and Central. Yep.
Eastern and Central. They got cut off.
Yeah.
And literally somebody has it printed out here. Says, as he sang, and the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the, and now nightly news at 10.
I couldn't believe it. At first, until the next morning, I thought it was our local station, and I'm like, oh gosh, 3's going to get lit up big time. But no, it was the nationwide, except Pacific time and mountain time.
It was. And CBS, now in response to the uproar, is going to rebroadcast the special.
Well, so, I mean, okay, we'll watch it again, but
why don't they just rebroadcast the last 15 minutes?
Seriously, throw that in between commercials. I mean, you know, yeah, it was funny. And they said it's because the Masters ran long. So the concert got started late. It's a pre-recorded live performance. So they knew how long it was going to be. So they could have they didn't have to start local news right at that time.
They could have dropped a commercial.
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's got to be something else that could have been cut. Mm-hmm. The opening segment or something.
Because they knew going into it, they were going to have to cut it off. So they could have even said something on the screen like, hey, let you know the last minute and a half of this isn't going to happen or something. But just to stop it, it's so dumb. So such a bad call on their part.
It was. But once again, thinking they could just slide that by. But now with social media, they can't. They can't just slide it by because people actually know that they weren't alone. First off, you get on social media, you see, oh my God, this happened across the country. So it will rebroadcast on Sunday, the 19th of April.
So this Sunday.
Weekend. This Sunday, it says. Yep, this Sunday. Yep, there you go. So if you want to catch that last...
So today's the 17th. So the 19th
is... Let me say Sunday.
Yeah.
It's the 17th.
So I wonder if it's Sunday or if it's the 19th.
Good question. I'm literally reading it here. It says Billy Joel, the 10th live at Madison Square Garden will re-air on CBS on Sunday, 19 April. So that this is the independent from UK.
Oh, so
So 19th of April on Sunday. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And here it says it again, too. Huh. Due to the overwhelming demand from legions of fans, it will rebroadcast in its entirety on CBS April 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern.
So
Billy Joel shared the statement on his social media, says the same thing.
I bet it's Friday.
It's got to be.
Yeah, it has to be Friday.
That's funny. Everybody just reposted. Mm-hmm. Apparently nobody read it.
Well, I wouldn't have known any different, but today's the 17th and it's Sophia's birthday. And I thought, oh crap, I missed her birthday. If the 19th is Sunday, or I have her birthday. I'm on her. I said happy birthday and it's not her birthday.
It's like, what is today's date?
Well, what's the day today?
No, you're good.
Okay, good.
You're good. God. Billy Joel hasn't messed up.
Sweating it for a second.
Right? Billy Joel. I wonder if Billy Joel was mad.
No, he doesn't give a. He didn't probably even know what happened.
Oh, speaking of, okay, so somebody else that was from that same era, John Cougar Mellencamp. Did you see his performance the other night?
I saw a little clip of it. I heard about it a little bit.
I think he was singing, standing up there in his mechanics coveralls. You know, he's blue collar, and he's up there singing his songs, and he stopped singing. He started talking politics, and somebody out in the audience, you hear them yell something about just sing. And then he basically, saw him huff and started yelling at the audience. You don't know me. You don't, you know, like he's earned the right to speak his mind or something like that. And there were posts about, I paid whatever dollars to watch you sing, blankety blank blank.
Yeah. You've earned that right. You've always had the right to speak your mind. You've earned the right to be lucky enough to have me spend hundreds of dollars to watch you sing.
Shut up and sing. I didn't pay for a lecture.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he started playing Jack and Diane. And then he stopped again. You know what? I'm done. And he just turned around and walked off.
Yeah. I'd be furious.
So he went home to pout. He took his ball and he went home.
Yep. Hopefully. So, and there'll be no backlash. There'll be nothing, but I'd be pissed.
No, I would be pissed because I imagine those tickets weren't cheap.
No.
You know, we know any of those shows that come back from the 70s and 80s in particular, and they're, you know, go to the Eagles, go to, you know, any of those things. They're great shows, and they are not cheap because you know you're going to get a good show.
Yep.
Obviously, that's not the case with Mr. Cougar.
Uh-huh. Well, unhinged cougar.
Unhinged cougar coming your way. So there you go. So that was it. That was the D-list Wednesday. I don't know what to call it.
I think it was actually came in a D. I think it came out a B plus, B minus. B.
I'm going to roll with a solid C, but I'll go with that, a B minus.
Okay.
That sounds good. We're
good. Well, thank you guys for listening, getting through that with us. It's Pat and JT on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And share, subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. We appreciate it. And have a fantastic day.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.